SBS Radio.
Like most sports, tennis is trying to evolve and keep itself relevant to the younger generation. That approach is one of the main driving forces behind the inaugural ATP Cup, which gets underway on Friday. It's an innovative format which will see behind-the-scenes coverage for fans at the arenas and watching on television. The 2014 tournament will utilise four team corners on the court, which will be occupied by players and coaches cheering on their teammates. Stars such as world number 20 Grigor Dimitrov of Bulgaria says the timing ahead of the Australian Open and the innovations are both positive.
In a way, it has to be the future in the sense that it's a little bit also more laid back and it gives you a different perspective, something more to look forward in the team. And also it's a set date, it's the beginning of the year. So it really helps out, I think, for the players, and it gives a chance also to a lot of players to sort of participate or also be with the team.
Australia will battle it out against Canada, Greece and Germany to be one of the top two teams guaranteed to make it to the final series in Sydney. Nick Kyrgios is on the team, which includes world number 18 Alex Diminor and John Millman. Despite being ranked 12 places below Diminor at number 30 in the world, Kyrgios is very much the team leader, supporting his fellow players and providing the entertainment for the fans. The Canberran says he'll enjoy that part of the tournament.
Yeah, I love being around the boys. I love playing team environments. I just do whatever I can to get the best out of these guys, and I know that they just want to have good support, and I just get out there and bring good energy, and that's all I really do. Us Aussies, we travel most of the year. I was away for 6.5 months, so to be able to play in front of our home fans, I've had some great memories here, and I know some of these boys have as well. So, it's just another opportunity to go out there and have fun, and the home crowd's going to be backing us, so it's going to be good.
Also in Brisbane this weekend, the women are battling out at the Brisbane International. Japan's world number 3 and reigning Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka will lead the international contingent. However, world number 1 Ashley Barty will likely receive most of the local support. The 23-year-old was born just outside Brisbane in Ipswich and says starting her campaign ahead of the Australian Open so close to home is perfect for her.
Starting in Australia for us Aussies is very special. For me in particular, starting here in Brisbane is going to be incredible. I can't wait. I'm kind of itching to get out on the court now. I feel like I've trained, I've done the work, I'm ready to go. So hopefully we can start the year well.
Australian and New Zealand's cricketers go into the third and final test starting on Friday in Sydney amidst a backdrop of the bushfire crisis. There were concerns the test may have to be relocated from Sydney because of the heavy smoke, which has often blanketed the city in recent weeks. Australian captain Tim Payne says he's glad the test will go ahead and hopes the cricket will provide fans with some light relief to the ongoing situation around New South Wales and Victoria in particular. Sports stars are often called heroes, but Payne says it's hard to equate such descriptions given recent natural disasters.
The firefighters, as we said yesterday, have been the real heroes of this summer. They've taken on some extreme risk and putting themselves in some pretty ordinary situations. So we certainly thank them on behalf of our team. And as I said, our wishes and thoughts are with people that are currently affected.
New Zealand goes into the test looking to avoid a 3-0 series defeat. Key players Kane Williamson and Henry Nicholls missed the final 2 days of preparation due to a suspected flu virus which has swept through the camp. Fellow batsman Tom Latham stepped into the traditional pre-game press conference as acting captain in Williamson's absence. Latham says he's hoping both men will be fit for the test.
Yeah, obviously it's up in the air at the moment, but a couple of boys are a little bit crook, unfortunately, but they're going to have today off, so fingers crossed that they'll be right to go tomorrow. Obviously it's gone around the team a little bit, which isn't ideal.
In the English Premier League this weekend, it'll be a busy couple of days for leaders Liverpool, who play Sheffield United early on Friday morning, holding a 10-point lead over second place Leicester. The Reds then travel to London to take on Tottenham on Sunday morning. In the National Basketball League, the Sydney Kings are clinging on to top spot despite losing 3 of their last 4 games. Sydney will need to beat the Adelaide 36ers on Saturday night or face the prospect of losing the leading position to the Perth Wildcats. The Wildcats travel to Brisbane to take on the Bullets on Sunday afternoon. John Baldock, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.